It is great to have your company today. It is Art Week. You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8, and I'm dedicating the entire week to the art world. Design Days Dubai is in full swing. Sika is up and running the art fair down at the Bastakia, and Art Dubai is prepping for its open day on Thursday to the public, but Tuesday for some of the industry. So from art exhibitions to performance, installations, furniture and collectibles, I am covering it all. Now, I'm welcoming to the studio Katie Gass, the Global Art Curator for Jamira Group. Katie, thanks for being here. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Now, Jamira has been involved with Art Dubai as a major supporter for Art Dubai for the 6 years that it's been running. Just tell us a little bit about how that relationship kicked off and how important it is for the Jamira Group to be supporting the local art scene here.
Sure. Well, Art Dubai is in its 6th year, as you know, and it's been held at Madinat Jumeirah for 6 years. And we've had the pleasure of watching this extraordinary fair grow and mature. It's now, I'm very excited to see how it's going to turn out this year, but expectations are high. And we have, Jumeirah Group has supported arts and culture around the world, but really Dubai has been kind of a flagship relationship with the art fair and a template for how we support art and culture in our properties in various places around the world. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to us, mm-hmm. the relationship.
So you're the curator of the entire group's art collection. So all the paintings and the sculptures and the works that you see in the buildings and the properties around the world, you're involved with curating.
Yes, I am. And even more than that, we don't have one central collection. It's really how the hotel connects to its local cultural community in the areas where Jumeirah has presence. So using the relationships that we have in Dubai with Art Dubai as a template, for example, because it's so extraordinary, we set up relationships and partnerships with other cultural organizations around the world where our hotels are. So as much as it's showing beautiful artwork in local collections, it's also about connecting to museums, artists, nonprofit organizations, and really being a good neighbor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And there is an art tourism industry. How does the Jumeirah Group facilitate that and continue to get involved? I guess is that with maintaining those relationships on the local community level, or
yeah,
more of a global view?
That's a great question. I think it's both. And I think the local level is super important. Cultural tourism is it's a huge industry, in fact, and there are many collectors and cultural travelers who follow these art fairs around the world, Dubai being a really critically important destination more and more every year. So we support local arts initiatives to help community relations, but we also support Art Dubai and other art fairs in order to help connect to this cultural tourism base. As a hospitality company, that's really important for what we do, and it's growing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what about one of the things, you are based in Essex House in New York, and you are heavily involved with the fairs in New York. And I just wondered if how much is the New York art fairs, which are run in March, how much do they now compete, or how much is Dubai competing with those New York art fairs that are running all through the month of March?
It's an excellent question. March is insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's truly insane in the arts, and it's predominantly focused around New York and Dubai. I don't know that I would say they're competing in terms of sort of mind share for interesting things that they're each developing, these two different fairs. There's the Armory Show in New York and Art Dubai in Dubai. Art Dubai is really a fair of discovery. I'm sure you've heard people say that throughout the week. You'll probably hear it more. They concentrate on very different things, art from the Manassa region, galleries that you can't see in any of the other art fairs around the world. So they really have a point of differentiation with that, which to me is really exciting. Mm-hmm. The art fair in New York, the Armory Show, is this enormous global show as well. But they host many of the galleries that you can find also in other art fairs around the world, but they're located in America, so mm-hmm. In New York, the art capital in America. So mm-hmm.
So is there competition for the art tourists?
Well, and I'm sorry I didn't answer that directly, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't say there's so much competition as there's a circuit that makes perfect sense for people to come to New York and then come to Dubai because they'll see different things in both locations. But it's certainly a crowd of cultural tourists that both fairs want to access and continue to develop, mm-hmm. especially as the design, all these disciplines start to really weave together and braid together beautifully. Mm-hmm. Design fairs become more prevalent, architecture, all sorts of different disciplines from different fields are becoming more and more involved in these kind of key times that surround the art fairs.
Mm-hmm. And while there is so much excitement this week with art and the art fairs, what are you seeing from the emerging side here in the UAE? Just what kind of level of talent is starting to be discovered?
That's such a huge question. And I haven't been through the fair. That's really where I learn about it the most, I'll tell you. But what I've seen is just a really remarkable maturation of the market in general. So the galleries that are in Alcaz and DIFC, how they're competing globally now for the same audience, their reach is really spectacular, but they're offering different things, particularly around this region that people can't find. But in terms of the most emergent artists and what's new and exciting, I have yet to see because I haven't been to Art Dubai yet. So that's going to happen over the next couple of days. I'm really excited.
And everyone else needs to get down there too to check it all
Absolutely.
Out. So Katie Gass, the global art curator for the Jumeirah Group, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And it is wonderful to have the support of the Jumeirah Group with Art Dubai because without those big patrons and supporting groups, these things don't happen. So thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure.